Canto 15. Evening in Italy, and here midnight. The same amounts the sun that always plays between its tropics like a child, gains height from dawn to the third hour, was in the day's last quarter, left to run down where you are. And here the beams struck us full in the face. For we had gone around the hill so far, we headed straight into the west. The place and time weighed down my brow more than before, by far the splendor of it. But the cause being unknown, I was left dazed, and wore my hand above my eyebrows without pause to temper the excess of light with shade. As from the water on the mirror rise all rays at the same angle that is made when they go down, and so come to our eyes with undeflected force and do not fade, as science and experiment have proved, just so it seemed to me that I was hit by such a light that my poor eyesight moved away at high speed. Tell me, what is it that I can't shield my eyes from, gentle guide, and seems to come near? Do not be amazed, he said, if heaven's household glorified still dazzles you and leaves you walking dazed. This is a messenger who has been sent to call you to the climb, and very soon the sight of these will hold no element of hardship, but indeed will be a boon. Delight as great as you are fit to feel. The blessed angel, when we reached him, said with glad voice, enter here. This soft appeal was further eased when we began to tread a stairway less steep than the others. We were soon through, and were mounting when we heard, the merciful are blessed. The melody was sung behind us, and then word for word, rejoice, for you have won. My guide and I ascended by ourselves, and as we walked, I thought to profit from his words. So why did that one from Romagna, when he talked of owners, partners, and what each can buy, think I would understand? And he knows the cost of his worst fault, and so it's not a wonder he reproaches it, to close the gap between himself and what he got from envy, great regret. And as for you, it is because your wishes are still set on having more by sharing less, that through your heart the sin of envy even yet can blow its bellows and you sigh. But should the love of higher things bend up your need away from one man's sense of what is good, that fear would leave your breast. For it is greed, and there on high, the more who love the phrase, it's ours more than it's mine, the more of worth each one possesses, and the more the blaze of charity in that court. I then, dearth of knowledge deepens. If I'd held my peace before, I would have less perplexity. How can it be that each one may increase his share the more there are to be given the share? And he, let wonder cease. Because your mind still set on earthly things, you gather shadows from the light. Above, the good is endless, beyond words. It wings with all speed in the same way towards love, as sunbeams do to something bright. It gives itself the more of love it finds. As charity extends, the more it lives, and all the souls in love up there it binds together with more love. Love propagates, returning from a mirror. If my speech leaves you still hungry, then a feast awaits. You will see Beatrice, and how she, from each and every craving that you have, will make you free. Seek only to expunge the five wounds you have left, though doing that will take a painful healing. Grit your teeth and strive. Two gone, and five to go. And when I was about to say, all right, bring on the day, I saw we'd reached the right road, and because my eye was keen, not one word could I say. Visions of ecstasy held me enthralled, a populated temple. At the door, a woman, sweet-faced like a mother, called, my son, how can you do this to us? for your father and I seek you and are sad. She said that, then she vanished. There came next a further woman. On her cheek she had the running waters of somebody vexed with rancor at another. Fighting mad, she said, If you are lord of Athens, whose name brought the gods to battle, and from which all knowledge shines, then vengeance you should use on those bold arms that fancied themselves rich and well enough born to reach out and hold our daughter. Pisistratus, justice calls. Her lord, it seemed to me, without being cold, was gentle, gracious, tranquil. If it falls to us to choose, what shall we do to one that seeks our harm? If we should so condemn someone who loves us, come, can this be done? But I saw others, and the case with them was otherwise. In wrath they slew a youth with stones, and they were shouting, Kill, kill, kill! And down he sank to earth, because in truth already death weighed down on him, but still his eyes were gates to heaven, even in his agony, bidding the Lord bestow a pardon on his killers in their sin. And by his look you knew it would be so, for it unlocked compassion. When my soul from just itself came back to what was real outside of it, existence as a whole, I saw that these dreams had been sent to deal with things in my mind. And my guide, aware that I was fighting my way free from sleep, said, What's wrong? Have you come back? Are you there? For half a league or more I watched you keep upright with difficulty, your eyes veiled, your feet adrift, as if fatigue or wine or both befuddled you. And thus assailed, I said, Kind father, such fault was not mine. Listen, and I will tell you why I failed to keep my feet. I saw something. But what? And he, Had you 100 marks upon your forehead, still your faintest thoughts would not be hidden from me. What you saw, now gone, was shown to you so you would not neglect from lethargy. To open up your heart before those peaceful waters that collect first in the fountain where they have their start and then pour forth eternally. Nor did I ask what ailed you, as one asks who sees, unseeing, someone lifeless, lying rid of all signs, but I asked it to appease my urge to give your feet force in their bid to climb. So must the slow be spurred. They waste their waking hour when it comes back. We went on through the evening, and the way we faced ahead, our concentrated gaze we sent against the bright late rays, when plume by plume, black smoke approached. And I mean black as night. No getting out of it. There wasn't room. And soon it took us from our whole eyesight, and all our pure air, so we might as well, even up here, have been back there in hell.